A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Chaf Ches Amud Beis, Yevamos 28b, pagination 56. Our topic this morning is going to start with the underlying verses of Arayis, the original verses in the Torah describing prohibited relationships, and then we'll take that information and impose it on an application of Yibum. So I'd like to read some psukim from the end of Parshas Acharemos, that's Chumash Vayikra, Perek Yud Ches, and I'm reading right now from Pasuk Tes Zayin, so that's chapter 18, verse 16. Let's see if you could recognize this. Ervas eshes ochicha lo segali. The erva, the prohibited relationship, described as the wife of your brother, you shall not reveal. Ervas ochicha hi, it's a prohibition as a result of your brother. Who is the wife of your brother? This is describing the normal erva of Yibum. If the brother would die with children, then his wife would be prohibited to the brothers, living brothers. It's only in an application of Yibum that this prohibition goes off. Let's continue. Pasuk Yud Zayin, verse 17. Ervas isha uvita lo segali. The erva, the prohibited relationship described as a mother and her daughter. So if you're married to the daughter, or if you're married to the mother, you can't marry the other one of that peer. Lo segali. Es bas bina, as well as the woman's granddaughter through her daughter, ve'espas bita, and her granddaughter through her daughter. Lo sikach legalo servasa, you're not allowed to reveal that prohibited relationship. And finally, in Pasuk Yud Ches, verse 18, V'isha el achosa lo sikach, a woman and her sister you shall not take, b'chayeha, in her lifetime. And that's one of the curveballs, if you will, regarding a woman and her sister, that it's only during her lifetime, and that results in certain specific cases. If one of them would die, would something change regarding your relationship with the other one, depending on where she is in the Kiruv, in the Yibum picture? Would things change for her? So again, we mentioned the wife of your brother, mother and daughter, mother and granddaughter, whether the granddaughter is resulting from her son or from her daughter, and a woman and her sister. These are all women that are prohibited midda oraisa biblically from a man to take. Having that information, let's go on to our Mishnah, which can be found about 10 lines from the bottom of the page. The Mishnah states at the end of a line, Shalosha Achen, if you had a case of Yibum, a family dynamic, where there are three brothers, Shenayimehen Nisuin Shtei Achayos, two of them are married to two sisters. One of them married Sarah, the first sister of a certain family, and the other married, we'll call her Rivka, of that same family. Sarah and Rivka are sisters, they're married to the first two brothers. Oh, Isha Uvita, or instead of Sarah and Rivka in our example being sisters, they could be a mother and her daughter. O Isha Ubaspita, or it could be a mother and her granddaughter through her daughter. O Isha Ubaspina, or a mother and her granddaughter, but this time through her son. All of these, as we saw in the Psukim in Parshas Acharemos, are biblical violations to take them both. And therefore, if these two first brothers were to die, the third brother would have been eligible to do Yibum on these women, but because the two women coming in front of him are so closely related that he can't marry both of them, the halacha is, Hare Elu Chaltzos, you need an act, either Chalitza or Yibum, but he can't do Yibum, Velomis Yavmos, you can't do Yibum, and instead you do Chalitza. This is an example, as we've mentioned before, of Achos Zikukaso. It's the sister of a woman that he already has Zika with, a quasi-marriage, because she's ready to do Yibum with him. And the result is that because he has these two women both in front of him, he's going to have to do Chalitza because he cannot do Yibum. But they will require an act. The Mishnah continues and tells us, Rabbi Shimon Poter. Rabbi Shimon says he doesn't have to do anything in such a case. And the Gemara tells us the reason, that there's a pasuk litzrar. And that pasuk litzrar, we understood previously on Gimel Amud Beis, to mean that when you have co-wives coming from an Yibam application, Beis Hillel, which is the way we paskin, holds that you do not have to do Yibam or Chalitza, because litzrar tells you that if one of those women is prohibited to the living brother, they all become prohibited, because litzrar, we group them all together. Reb Shimon holds that pasuk of litzrar is when you have them coming in Zika, even from different homes, there's also this grouping, and that if in the living brother's Zika, they are litzrar, they are grouped together, they're eligible to become part of his home, and they can't because they're arayis, Reb Shimon holds that itself is a poter. We do not paskin like Reb Shimon in this regard. The Mishnah concludes, Haisa achas mihem asura alav iser erva, asur ba umutur ba achosa. If one of these two women was, for a different reason, related to him in such a close way that he would not be able to marry her independent of the fact that she's related to the other wife. In other words, Sarah and Rivka, whatever their relationship to each other is, and that's causing Choltzos v'lo misyavmos, or according to Reb Shimon, that they're both potter. But if one of them would be related closely to the living brother, perhaps a daughter-in-law, somehow some relationship exists over there, then she would be rejected from his house independent of the fact that she's related to the other one. If Rivka's related to him somehow, even independent of her relationship to Sarah, then she's not a player in our discussions, and he would be able to do Yibum Chalitza with Sarah, with the unrelated woman of Zika. If, however, Isser Mitzvah, the prohibition is only Midrabanon, O Isser Kiddusha, or a Mitzvah Saseh, but Kiddushin would be Tofes, Choltzos v'lo misyavmos, in those cases, you're prohibited from getting married to her, but you would have to do Chalitza because a relationship of Zika does exist. Yashar Koach. Thank you for joining.